AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. For another weekend, severe weather hits the country's midsection, flooding forest high water rescues of stranded drivers and residents in Texas. Meanwhile, John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center says it was a tornado that touched down near the town of Sibley, about 20 miles east of Kansas City.
There were strong storms last night that persisted much of the night, spreading into parts of western and central Missouri, knocking trees down and so forth.
Authorities say a tornado in Louisiana injured three people and damaged several houses. Authorities say a shootout between rival biker gangs has left nine people dead and 18 injured. AP correspondent Dave Warren reports authorities were watching for signs of continuing fighting among gang members, and sure enough, a fistfight started and then escalated at a restaurant.
Waco police said earlier that was a concern, that you'd have these rival gang members spreading out to other parts of the city to kind of continue with this violence, continue with this confrontation, and settle some old scores.
Some of the injured have knife and gunshot wounds. A five-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen has come to an end. The pause in fighting between Shiite rebels and a Saudi-led coalition was meant to enable deliveries of aid to ease shortages of food, water, medicine, and electricity. However, the ceasefire didn't stop all the fighting. Meanwhile, Kyle McKenna reports hundreds of Yemen's politicians and tribal leaders have gathered to try to iron out a solution to the violence gripping their country.
The problem is the talks aren't happening in Yemen. They're in Saudi Arabia, which just happens to be leading a coalition launching airstrikes on the rebels who've taken over Yemen's capital and sent the president packing. So the Shiite Houthi rebels aren't interested in the UN-led talks, nor their stated aim to return the president to office.
This is AP Radio News. The iconic FAO Schwartz toy store on Fifth Avenue in New York City is closing July 15th, and shoppers have been flocking there for one last look.
Many shoppers, like Glenda Gailey, saying they have wonderful memories from this store.
I brought my children here for years and years. Every Christmas, I have a new grandchild coming, so I needed an FAO Schwartz bear.
Mark Ritchie brought his six-year-old son, Cohen, who left with a race car.
I was sad to hear it was closing. I've only been coming here for 10 years, but I hope he remembers coming.
FAO Schwartz is owned by Toys R Us. The company says it's closing because the rent's too high on Fifth Avenue, but it's looking for a new space. Julie Walker, New York.
The Marine Corps says 12 Marines have been taken to a hospital after an Osprey aircraft made a hard landing in Hawaii. The Marines were training at Bellows Air Force Station on Oahu. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.